الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we ask Allah to exalt, dimension and grant peace and send His blessings and salutations upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his companions and all those who follow them on the path of righteousness until the day of recompense. In continuation of the tafsir of Surah Al-Ma'idah, particularly Ayah 61, which is where we stopped last or a couple of weeks ago, from the tafsir of the Shaykh rahimahullah, Shaykh Abdurrahman Nasir al-Sa'di. The ayah reads, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَإِذَا جَاءُوكُمْ قَالُوا آمَنَّا وَقَدْ دَخَلُوا بِالْكُفْرِ وَهُمْ قَدْ خَرَجُوا بِهِ وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْتُمُونَ. And when they come to you, they say, we believe. But they have entered with disbelief in their hearts. And they have certainly left with it. And Allah is most knowing of what they are concealing. The Shaykh rahimahullah says in commenting on this ayah, وَإِذَا جَاءُوكُمْ قَالُوا آمَنَّا نِفَاقًا وَمَكْرًا. When they come to you, they say, we believe. Huh? Nifaqan. What is nifaqan? طيب. The exact word is hypocrisy. Wamakra. Wamakaru wamakar Allah. Wallahu khayrul makirin. Huh? Plotting. Cheating is a dangerous word. Because if you say cheating and we say that Allah makar, then you're attributing cheating to Allah Azza wa Jal. So makar is the intelligent plotting. And usually it is done only in retaliation of what the enemy might afflict you with. Yani, you're a peaceful person, but your enemy thinks that they can come up with a plan to harm you. You plot against them so that you defeat them in their own plan and become superior and victorious. That was intelligent plotting. Not betrayal, not treachery, not oppression, not the one which is blameworthy, rather the one which you're praised for, that you close the door for the enemy to have access to you because of your skills and so on and so forth. وَهُمْ قَدْ دَخَلُوا مُجْتَمِرِينَ عَلَى الْكُفْرِ. And they have entered while they are encompassed and surrounded with disbelief. وَهُمْ قَدْ خَرَجُوا بِهِ فَمَدْخَلُهُمْ وَمَخْرَجُهُمْ بِالْكُفْرِ. And they left with it. So actually their entrance and their exit are all in a state of disbelief. وَهُمْ يَزْعُمُونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُؤْمِنُونَ. All while they claim that they are believers. فَهَلْ أَشَرُّ مِنْ هَؤُلَاءِ وَأَقْبَحُ حَالًا مِنْهُمْ. Is there anything or anyone who is more evil than these people or in a worse condition than those who not only don't believe, rather they enter in the state of disbelief, they leave in the state of disbelief, but the whole time they're telling you, we believe. We believe with you. وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا يَكْتُمُونَ فَيُجَازِيهِمْ بِأَعْمَالِهِمْ خَيْرِهَا وَشَرِّهَا. And Allah knows best what they conceal, so He will recompense them for their deeds, the good and the bad. Ayah 62 says, وَتَرَى كَثِيرًا مِّنْهُمْ يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ وَأَكْلِهِمُ السُّحْتَ لَبِئْسَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And you see many of them hastening into sin and aggression and the devouring of what is unlawful. How wretched is what they have been doing. The Shaykh rahimahullah says, ثم استمر تعالى يعدد معايبهم انتصارا لقدحهم في عباده المؤمنين. Then Allah went on to enumerate their flaws, their defects. Why? انتصارا لعباده المؤمنين. As means of Allah aiding and supporting His believing slaves who were mocked by these clowns, by these hypocrites. So Allah Azza wa Jal defends the believer. Does anyone know of an ayah in the Quran to the effect that Allah defends the believer? Anyone? Any victorious individual this morning? Aywa. The ayah is explicit. Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُدَافِعُ عَنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. It's amazing. Verily, Allah defends those who have believed. Just like that. Where is it? Look it up. Go to any Quran application. If you have an Android phone, preferably Quran Android, there's a search feature on that application, and you can type in English or Arabic, and it will pull out the ayah where this is mentioned. So write the word yudafi'u. Yudafi'u. Ya, dal, alif, fa'ain. And then you will find the ayah. I could do it now, but I don't want to get off the subject. But this is important, so that we are aware of the ayah. You don't have to memorize the reference, per se. If you do, then that's fantastic. But knowing that the ayah exists and knowing the right wording of the ayah is what matters. That's what matters. You can always get the reference. But the problem is when we know the reference, but we don't know the ayah. You know, people just love Quran, Surah number 5, ayah 55, talks about ABC. What is that? What does the ayah say? I don't know. Tab, read it properly, I can't. No, that's not as good as giving the ayah and saying, I don't know where it is. Because at least you quoted the speech of Allah Azza wa Jal. And we don't know if the Sahaba back in the day being able to tell you exactly it is in surah such and ayah such. What they did is they had known the whole Quran. But if someone knows that, good. Good. It's a bonus. And it's an advantage for them. And may Allah increase them in goodness. Ayah Hajj. Going somewhere? What? Oh. Sorry. طيب. فقال وترى كثيرا منهم أي من اليهود. You will see many of them, meaning the Jews. يسارعون في الإثم والعدوان أي يحرصون ويبادرون المعاصي المتعلقة في حق الخالق والعدوان على المخلوقين. يعني they are keen and they race against each other in committing sins. Sins that entail disobedience to the Creator and also aggression against the creation. Yani they are hasty in disobeying Allah and hasty in harming the slaves of Allah. Is this the quality of the Jews until today? Sure thing. Sure thing. It's stamped on their foreheads. No matter which country they live in, no matter where they go, this is an ever quality of the Jews. Who runs Hollywood and the music industry and all the corruption in the world? The Jews. And who are always behind every attack on some country? The Jews. The lobby. The Jewish lobby in the American government. Pretty much handle all business within. And they are like an octopus. Their hands are all over, involved in anything which leads corruption. So anything which in essence harms the Muslims, affects their belief system, whether it's the cartoon which they make or the soap operas that they play in Ramadan or anything, you will find often a Jewish hand in the background, behind it. So we have to be very careful of these creatures. وَأَكْلِهِمُ السُّحْتِ الَّذِي هُوَ الْحَرَامِ. And they consume unlawfulness, that which is unlawful actually. فَلَمْ يَكْتَفِي بِمُجَرَّدِ الْإِخْبَارِ أَنَّهُمْ يَفْعَلُونَ ذَلِكَ حَتَّى أَخْبَرَ أَنَّهُمْ يُسَارِعُونَ فِيهِ. Allah did not only Azza wa Jal mention that they do this, but He also mentioned that they hasten towards it. وَهَذَا يَدُلُّ عَلَى خُبْثِهِمْ وَشَرِّهِمْ. And this is indicative of their corruption and their evil. وَأَنَّ أَنفُسَهُمْ مَجْبُولَةٌ عَلَى حُبِّ الْمَعَاصِي وَالظُّلْمِ. And that they have trained themselves to be, you know, in love with sins and aggression and oppression. وَهَذَا وَهُمْ يَدَّعُونَ لِأَنفُسِهِمْ الْمَقَامَاتِ الْعَالِيَةِ. All while they claim for themselves the lofty positions. يعني they are the lowliest of people and they claim to be the best of people. لَبِئْسَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. وهذا في غاية الذم لهم والقدح فيهم. And so how horrible and abhorrent is that which I used to do? The Sheikh said this is a major criticism from Allah Azza wa Jal and a belittlement of these particular people. Then Allah Azza wa Jal goes on to say,
لولا ينهاهم الربانيون والأحبار عن قولهم الإثم وأكلهم السحت لبئس ما كانوا يصنعون.
Why do the rabbis and religious scholars not forbid them from saying what is sinful and devouring what is unlawful? How wretched is what they have been practicing. The Shaykh says, rahimahullah, لولا ينهاهم الربانيون والأحبار عن قولهم الإثم قولهم الإثم وأكلهم السحت أي هل لا ينهاهم العلماء المتصدون لنفع الناس.
These scholars who are supposed to be there for the benefit of the people,
الذين من الله عليهم بالعلم والحكمة, those whom Allah has bestowed upon the favor of knowledge and wisdom, عن المعاصي التي تصدر منهم. Why do they not prevent them and stop them from these sins which are emanating from them? ليزول ما عندهم من الجهل, so that ignorance which they suffer from will be gone. وتقوم حجة الله عليهم, and the proof of Allah will be established against them. فإن العلماء عليهم أمر الناس ونهيهم.
The scholars are obliged, it's upon them to command the people and forbid them. And this is a very, very important principle that is being fought against in Islam today, internally and externally. This is why you will find many of the groups and denominations and many of these individuals out there propagating the slogan of only God can judge me. Huh? Only Allah can judge me. You mind your business and I mind my business and everybody lives happily ever after. This is all garbage. There's no such thing in Islam. This is a Christian mentality which they probably inherited from some other idolatry or some group of people or some religion of idolatry before. It has nothing to do with Islam. Allah Azza wa Jal is the ultimate judge, and the ultimate judge assigned judges amongst his creatures in this dunya. So if someone says only Allah, say yes, you're right, Allah is the judge. And the judge said that there should be other judges. So if you claim that you believe Allah is the ultimate judge told you that there are judges. So why is it that you accept part of what he said and you ignore others? If they tell you what is the evidence, the evidences are many. In this Surah Al-Ma'idah, when the people, the Jews and the Christians would come, what did Allah say to the Prophet ﷺ? فَحْكُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. Then judge between them with that which Allah has sent down upon you. When did Allah say عز وجل, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Let there be a nation among you who call to all that which is good, enjoin what is right, forbid what is wrong, and it is those who are successful. How in the world are you going to enjoin what is right and forbid what is wrong unless you have the ability to judge? If you can't judge anyone, then you cannot say that what he's doing is wrong, therefore you don't have the right to say anything, because you don't have the right to judge. Before you tell someone, "Akhi, don't do this," you have already judged that this person is wrong, and therefore you gave him an advice. So this whole, strange ideology of, brother, you mind your business, doesn't exist in Islam. Yes, we say we look at our own faults, we correct ourselves before we correct others, or while we correct others. It doesn't mean that one ignores himself and goes fetching for people's mistakes. That's the other extreme. Those are always fetching for others' mistakes and they are angels. La. Neither that extreme nor the other. But in between, we have judges. Qadi. What is a Qadi? He's a judge. People refer their matters to them, he judges between them. Dawood alayhi salam judged between the two brothers. And the list goes on and on in terms of evidences that the Prophet alayhi salam sent Mu'ad, he sent Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, he sent people to be imams to other nations. And they will have to judge. People will refer to them and they will judge between them. So, you know, be careful of this idea. And don't buy it. Don't buy it. Hey. So basically, وَأَنْ يُبَيِّنَ لَهُمُ الطَّرِيقَ الشَّرْعِي. And the obligation upon the scholars is to clarify for the people the legislative path. The legislative path, the legislation, the shari'ah, which Allah Azza wa Jalla revealed, the wrong, the right, the do's and the don'ts, in other words. وَيُرَغِبُونَهُمْ فِي الْخَيْرِ وَيُرَهِبُونَهُمْ مِنَ الشَّرْعِ. And it's the obligation of the scholars to encourage the people to do good and to warn them and threaten them against evil. لَبِئْسَ مَا كَانُوا يَصْنَعُونَ. How evil is that which they used to make. Now here we're going to come to a very serious issue. Bismillah. Alhamdulillah. And for those of you who used to attend the Aqidah classes, my wallahi, until now, يعني, I reminisce on the beautiful days of the book Al-Aqidah Al-Wasitiyah, which took us maybe 4 years, if not more, to cover, from cover to cover, in Mushrifa Da'wah Center. It's an excellent book, excellent book. I cannot emphasize how important this book is in terms of Aqidat Ahl-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. And by Allah's grace and mercy, every single audio file is recorded. Imagine the whole book, from the introduction till the conclusion. Everything is recorded on MP3 on my website. Just go to onewaytoparadise.net, onewaytoparadise.net, and you will see on the left audio. Click on audio, you will see Aqidah. Click on Aqidah and you have bulk download. You can download single files or bulk download. Download these MP3 files now. Waalaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Jazakallah khair, brother. Barakallah feek. May Allah bless you. Shukran, habibi. Assalamu alaikum, how are you, brother? Shukran, habibi. Shukran, Allah ihfadak. Of course, they don't give me gifts because I give classes. We had a basketball tournament and we actually came in third place. So this is the gift for every player. This, you think people bribe me to give classes, huh? A'udhu billah. None of that stuff. Mashi? So the MP3 files are available. Wallahi, I advise you to listen to them if you haven't had the chance. And to share it with your family members, especially if they are from the Middle East or the subcontinent. Especially if they are from Lebanon, Syria, or even going all the way to Egypt, Palestine, all of these areas, the Aqidah of the Asha'ira is very prevalent. And then of course going to the subcontinent, India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, same phenomena. So these classes address these issues straightforward. No beating around the bush, no zigzagging, none of that stuff. Ala tool, with the evidence from the Quran and the Sunnah and the understanding of the early ulama. Quoting Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah and going downwards. Everything is there with the evidence. Listen to it, because in that book is the detailed explanation of what we will discuss in this ayah. I cannot repeat the whole book then, now, but we will see what we can do. The book is actually available. After maybe 3 years into beginning the class, Darussalam published the book in two volumes. Like, it's a nice gold, kind of gold cover. Two volumes you can find in Darussalam. And alhamdulillah, it's there. It's there. But we had already begun. Now, of course, the difference between the book and the audio is a number of differences. The book, you will need to have the time to read. And the book is restricted to the translation. In our class, there's a lot of elaboration, a lot of talk, a lot of da'wah concepts integrated into the class, a lot of Q&A. It's more lively. And if you're driving back and forth to work, and you know, you're a type of person who has to drive a lot, and so you have the time to listen, it's easier to listen to an MP3 than to read a book nowadays. So whichever you prefer is fine. But the book is available, translated in two volumes, published by Darussalam, and you can find it at Darussalam. Now, and it's an excellent translation, by the way. I actually started referring to it towards the end of the book, because before I was just doing it on my own. So when that book became available, it was a very good reference for some of the difficult hadith to translate, or some of the ayat and so on and so forth. Al-Muhim, so going back to ayah 64,
وقالت اليهود يد الله مغلولة غلت أيديهم ولعنوا بما قالوا بل يداه مبسوطتان ينفق كيف يشاء وليزيدن كثيرا منهم ما أنزل إليك من ربك طغيانا وكفرا وألقينا بينهم العداوة والبغضاء إلى يوم القيامة كلما أوقدوا نارا للحرب أطفأها الله ويسعون في الأرض فسادا والله لا يحب المفسدين.
Listen to this now. Oh, the Jews. And the Jews say, the hand of Allah is chained, or the hand of Allah is tight, depending on the translation. The hand of Allah is chained, the hand of Allah is tight, the hand of Allah is closed. Chained, Allah said in refutation, chained are their hands. What is actually chained are their hands. And cursed are they for what they say, for what they say about Allah. Rather, both his hands are extended. He spends however he wills. And that which has been revealed to you from your Lord will surely increase many of them in transgression and disbelief. And we have cast among them animosity and hatred until the day of resurrection. Every time they kindled the fire of war against you, Allah extinguished it. And they strive throughout the land causing corruption, and Allah does not like the corruptors. So, yani, this ayah, man, I don't know what to say, bro. Listen to the Shaykh's commentary. يخبر تعالى عن مقالة اليهود الشنيعة وعقيدتهم الفظيعة. Allah informs us at this abhorrent statement of the Jews and their disgusting belief system. فقال وقالت اليهود يد الله مغلولة أي عن الخير والإحسان والبر. The hand of Allah is chained, meaning it's chained against goodness, against excellence, and against giving. Bir is like abundance. So why did they say that? Does anyone know the context of this ayah? Does anyone know the context of this ayah? There are a few interpretations. One of them, no, this is another ayah. The reason why they said that is supposedly because they looked at the creation and they saw that some people were wealthy while others were not. And so those who are not wealthy, it's because Allah is too miserly, حَشَى لِلَّهِ, to give them anything. So يَدُ اللَّهِ مَغْلُولًا. And in the other ayah when they said, نَحْنُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ فَقِيرٌ وَنَحْنُ أَغْنِيَاءُ, they said, verily Allah is poor and we are rich. They said that when Allah Azza wa Jal revealed the ayah, مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا فَيُضَاعِفُهُ لَهُ. Who is it that will loan, give Allah a good loan? So Allah will multiply it for him. So they said, oh Muhammad, your Lord is asking for a loan from us, then verily Allah is poor and we are rich. Look at the wickedness. Yani, as if they don't know that the speech of Allah Azza wa Jal here is not intended that you're gonna give Allah a loan. The money that you have that you want to loan Allah, Allah gave it to you. Yani, how foolish can you be? It's an outrageous way to think. But these are the Jews. غلت أيديهم ولعنوا بما قالوا هذا دعاء عليهم بجنس مقالتهم. This is a dua that Allah made against them, which is equivalent to their statement. Yani, Allah made dua that the hands of the Jews will be tight. And like I said many times before, wallahi, it's an internationally, globally accepted fact that the most miserly people on earth are the Jews. And in that other country, in America, there's a joke. They say, if you want to kill a Jew, throw a penny at the window of your car on the freeway. Okay, you're driving on the freeway 100 miles per hour. If you want to kill a Jew behind you, a penny. You know what a penny is? You can buy anything with a penny. Nothing. Just throw it out the window. The Jew will probably pull over and try to pick up the penny from the floor and get grabbed by a car and killed. If you want to kill a Jew, just throw a penny out the window. It will do the job. He won't drive by a penny and let the penny go. He will get the penny. Miserly people. Miserly people. Allah made that dua against them. And it is exemplified in our lives today. They're known for being miserly and for being cursed. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ فَإِنَّ كَلَامُهُمْ مُتَضَمِّنْ لِوَصْفِ اللَّهِ الْكَرِيمِ بِالْبُخْلِ وَعَدَمِ الْإِحْسَانِ. Their statement entails describing Allah the most generous with lack of generosity and lack of goodness. فَجَازَاهُمْ بِأَنْ كَانَ هَذَا الْوَصْفِ مُنْطَبِقًا عَلَيْهِمْ. So Allah recompensed them that this is exactly the description that they are attributed with. فَكَانُوا أَبْخَلَ النَّاسُ وَأَقَلَّهُمْ إِحْسَانًا. So they are the most miserly of people and the least in terms of being good to others. وَأَسْوَأُهُمْ ظَنًّا بِاللَّهِ. And they have the worst assumption about Allah Azza wa Jal. وَأَبْعَدَهُمُ اللَّهُ عَنْ رَحْمَتِي الَّتِي وَسَعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. And Allah Azza wa Jal distanced them from His mercy. He distanced them from His mercy, which had encompassed everything, actually. His mercy. وَمَلَأَتْ أَقْطَارَ الْعَالَمِ الْعُلْوِي وَالسُّفْلِي. His mercy has encompassed both the upper heavens and the lower earth. Everyone enjoys the mercy of Allah. From the malaika to the human beings, to the animals, to the insects. But the Jews are deprived of the rahmah of Allah Azza wa Jal. وَلِهَذَا قَالْ بَلْ يَدَاهُ مَبْسُوطَتَانِ يُنْفِقُ كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ. And here Allah Azza wa Jal refuted them by saying, nay, but both of His hands are stretched out. He spends as He wills. This is the part that has to do with Aqidah. Now, we have funny people in the Ummah who will say, no. Allah doesn't have hands. Allah does not have hands. Why? You ask Him why? He says, Allah, if you say Allah has hands, then you're making Allah like His creation. And if you make Allah like His creation, you disbelieve. This is their what? Their analogy. This is their rationale. Say, really? Yeah. Do you have a life? Yeah. Does Allah have a life? Yeah. Huh. So you have to deny Allah's life. Why? Because if you say that Allah has a life and you have a life, you have likened Allah to His creation. Oops. Do you have knowledge? Yes. Does Allah have knowledge? Yes. So now you cannot say Allah has knowledge. Why? Take it to the basics. Do you have an essence in existence? Yes. Does Allah have an essence in existence? Yes. So now you have to deny Allah's essence in existence, because if you prove it, then Allah is like His creation. Say, this is all off the path. We don't think this way. Why don't we think this way? Because we have been taught by Allah. What did Allah teach us? In Surah Ash-Shura, ayah number 11. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. There's nothing like Allah. Nothing like Allah. And He is the all-hearing, all-seeing. So He negated being like anything and He affirmed hearing and seeing. Are you Samir? Yes or no? Yes, you hear me. Are you Basir? Yes or no? And Allah is Samir and Basir. Does that mean that you like Allah? No. Why? Because Allah told you earlier, there's nothing like Him. So the fact that we affirm the essence of that quality does not mean that it is like that of Allah's creation. Why? There is nothing like Allah. So the same way we say Allah has a hearing that is unlike the hearing of His creation, and Allah has an essence which is unlike the essence of His creation, Allah has hands which are unlike the hands of the creation. Done! You want to imagine them? Stop! Why? Because whatever you imagine is incorrect. No one has seen Allah. So even if you spend the rest of your life trying to visualize what Allah Azza wa Jalla is like, you will fail and you will be lying against Allah. Because any idea, any imagination you create will not be in agreement with the truth. Therefore, we don't think about these things. We don't think or try to visualize what Allah Azza wa Jalla looks like, but we don't deny what Allah explicitly mentioned in the Quran. If you know Arabic, you will know what the ayah means. Yadahu, yad is one hand. One hand. Yadan or yadain is two hands, depending on the grammatical position of the word. Hello? When it is going to be attached to a suffix, you have a prefix and a suffix. Like in English, say possible, impossible. Im is a prefix. Impossibility, that ty at the end, or the lity, is a suffix. You add things to the word to change the meaning. In Arabic, you attach dhamir, pronouns, a pronoun to the word. So yadahu, the ha is in reference to Allah, like his two hands. It's still in the dual. It's still in the dual, not yadahu, huh? Yadahu, Allah's two hands are stretched out. Khalas. Don't imagine, but don't deny. You do not have the right to deny. If you're going to deny, we have to ask you a question. Did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam read this ayah to the Sahaba? Yes or no? Yes or no? Was he the person who was most knowledgeable in the world about this ayah? Yes or no? 100%. Were the Sahaba the most keen human beings on learning? Yes. So, look at this setup. Huh? The Messenger of Allah who received revelation from Allah about, with this ayah, who is the most knowledgeable about Allah, had the most keen and excellent of students in his presence. Yet, no one ever asked him, O Messenger of Allah, does it mean figuratively that Allah is only giving, or does it mean that Allah have hands? They could have asked that, and they would have gotten the most accurate answer from the most knowledgeable, but they never had this discussion. They accepted the Quran face value and understood that there's nothing like Allah. So for someone to come into this ayah and try to delve into it and try to claim that the meaning is different than the apparent meaning, and that is all philosophy, which the Messenger of Allah and his companions did not engage in. So either you are better than they are, or I don't know what. If they didn't discuss this, don't discuss this. If they didn't discuss this, meaning they understood Arabic, and the face value of the word in the sentence is Allah has two hands. In the other ayah, what did Allah say to Iblis? قَالَ مَا مَنَعَكَ أَن تَسْجُدَ لِمَا خَلَقْتُ بِيَدَيْ. Again. What prevented you from prostrating to He who I have created with my two hands? In reference to Adam. The Prophet ﷺ said, Allah has two hands. And both of them are right. وَكِلْتَ يَدَيْهِ يَمِينَ. Both of his hands are right. The Messenger of Allah explicitly said Allah has two hands. So to come and ignore the Quran and ignore the Sunnah and ignore the Salaf and the A'imma of the Salaf and set them all on the side and follow some alim who cannot understand the basics of these things, who tell you, no, Allah doesn't have a face and doesn't have hands and doesn't have eyes and doesn't have and doesn't have and doesn't have, all they do is deny, is nonsense. Because neither Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, nor Imam Malik, nor Imam Shafi'i, nor Imam Ahmad ever believed what these people who follow the madhahib today believe. He's a Hanafi, Ash'ari. Imam Abu Hanifa was not an Ash'ari. If you really want to be a Hanafi, then you need to follow the Imam, not only in his fiqh position, but you need to follow him in his aqidah. But you find 80% of the Ahnaf only follow Imam Abu Hanifa in his fiqh. But when it comes to aqidah, he's on one side and on the other side. His side was this side. This was his aqidah. And you can read the books of the Hanafi fiqh, the Hanafi Imams and scholars in aqidah. And the tafsir of the Hanafi scholars in Aqidah, exactly as I'm explaining to you right now. But this is from the fitna of the Ummah. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to protect us from fitan. لا حجر عليه. So there's nothing that prevents Allah from spending Azza wa Jal. ولا مانع يمنعه مما أراد. And there's nothing which could prevent Allah from what He intends. فإنه تعالى قد بسط فضله وإحسانه الديني والدنيوي. Allah has bestowed His favors, both the worldly and the religious. وأمر العباد أن يتعرضوا لنفحات جوده. And he commanded the slaves to take advantage of the generosity of Allah Azza wa Jal. وألا يسدوا على أنفسهم أبواب أحسانه بمعصيهم. And that they should not prevent and close upon themselves the doors of the excellence of Allah because of their sins. نسأل الله العافية. فيبداه سحاء الليل والنهار. So Allah Azza wa Jal spends in the night and the day. وخيره في جميع الأوقات مدرارا. And the bounty of Allah is ever going down and descending upon the people. يفرج كربا ويزيل غما ويغني فقيرا ويفك أسيرا ويجبر كسيرا. He alleviates an affliction and he removes a stress. And he gives wealth to a poor person. And he releases a captive. And he rectifies the condition of one who's broken. وَيُجِيبُ سَائِلًا. And he answers a supplicator. وَيُعْطِي فَقِيرًا عَائِلًا. And he gives a poor person who is in a state of need. وَيُجِيبُ الْمُطَّرِّينَ. And he responds to those who are in distress. وَيَسْتَجِيبُ لِلسَّائِلِينَ. And he answers the requesters. وَيُنْعِمُ عَلَى مَنْ لَمْ يَسْأَلُهُ. In fact, he even gives those who don't even ask him. Those who don't even ask Allah, Allah gives them. وَيُعَافِي مَنْ طَلَبَ الْعَافِيَةِ. And he gives chastity to the one who asks for it. وَلَا يَحْرِمُ مِنْ خَيْرِهِ عَاصِيًا. And he does not deprive a disobedient person from his excellence. بَلْ خَيْرُهُ يَرْتَعُ فِيهِ الْبَرُّ وَالْفَاجِرُ. The goodness of Allah, everyone is enjoying. The good and the evil. ويجود على أوليائه بالتوفيق للصالح الأعمال ثم يحمدهم عليها. And he grants, يعني he bestows his special favor upon his righteous slaves, his friends, by giving them the ability to do good deeds, then he praises them for the good deeds which they do. ويضيفها إليهم. And he attributes these good deeds to them, even though he made them do it. He allowed them to do it. Not made them, he allowed them to do it. وهي من جوده ويثيبهم عليها من الثواب العاجل والآجل ما لا يدركه الوصف ولا يخطر على بال العبد. And then he rewards them for that in this life and in the one to come, in that which cannot be described and can never come across a human's mind. ويلطف بهم في جميع أمورهم. And he's gentle to them in all of their affairs. ويوصل إليهم من الإحسان ويدفع عنهم من النقم ما لا يشعرون بكثير منه. And he gives them of his excellence and he prevents many of the calamities without even them knowing. يعني things which could have happened that Allah prevents, we don't even get to know about them. فسبحان من كل النعم التي بالعباد فمنه. So how excellent and how perfect is the one whom every favor of the slaves that they have is from him. Subhana. وإليه يجارون في دفع المكاره. يجارون في دفع المكاره. And to him they beseech. They beseech him to remove the harm. وتبارك من لا يحصي أحد ثناء عليه. And blessed is the one who no one can truly praise him the way he deserves it. بل هو كما أثنى على نفسه. Rather it is as he has praised himself. وتعالى من لا يخلو العبادة من كرمه طرفة عين. And exalted is he who the slaves cannot live without his generosity, not even for the blink of an eye. بل لا وجود لهم ولا بقاء إلا بجوده. Rather there's no existence and there's no permanence for the creation except because of Allah's bounty. وقبح الله من استغنى بجهله عن ربه. And may Allah يعني قبح is like a dua for someone to be ugly. Okay, it doesn't have to be in the physical sense, but it's a form of dua against this person. Anyone who, through his ignorance, feels self-sufficient of his Lord. ونسبه إلى ما لا يليق بجلاله. And then he attributed to Allah that which doesn't befit His Majesty. بل لو عامل الله اليهود القائلين تلك المقالة ونحوهم ممن حالوا كحالهم ببعض قولهم لهلكوا. If Allah were to treat the people like the Jews who have said that, or others, according to what they have said, Allah Azza wa Jal would have destroyed them. وَشَقُوا فِي دُنْيَاهِمْ أَوْ دُنْيَاهُمْ. And they would have been wretched in this worldly life of theirs. وَلَكِنَّهُمْ يَقُولُونَ تِلْقَ الْأَقْوَالِ وَهُوَ تَعَالَى يَحْلُمُ عَنْهُمْ وَيَصْفَحُ وَيُمْهِلُهُمْ وَلَا يُهْمِلُهُمْ. Rather, they say these abhorrent statements, and Allah Azza wa Jal is forbearant with them. And He forgives, and He gives them respite, but He does not forget them. وَقَوْلُهُ وَلَيَزِيدَنَّ كَثِيرًا مِّنْهُمْ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ تُغْيَانًا وَكُفْرًا وَهَذَا أَعْظَمُ الْعُقُوبَاتِ عَلَى الْعَبْدِ. This is among the greatest punishment upon the slaves. أَنْ يَكُونَ الذِّكْرِ الَّذِي أَنْزَلَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَى رَسُولِهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم الَّذِي فِيهِ حَيَاةُ الْقَلْبِ وَالرُّوحِ وَسَعَادَةُ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ وَفَلَاحُ الدَّارَيْنِ. The worst condition is that the dhikr, huh, which Allah sent down upon the Prophet alayhi salatu salam, the one in which there's a life of the heart and the soul, and the happiness of this dunya and the akhirah, wa falahu ad-darain, and the success in both worlds, alladhi huwa akbaru minnatin imtanna Allahu biha ala ibadi, which is the greatest favor that Allah has bestowed upon his slaves, توجب عليهم المبادرة إلى قبولها, which should make them hasten to accept it, والاستسلام لله بها, and to submit to Allah through it, وشكرا لله عليها, and to be thankful to Allah for it, which is the Quran basically. أن تكون لمثل هذا زيادة غين إلى غيه, that it becomes for this person means of further deviance and further aggression. The very thing which is supposed to be the savior from Allah is becoming the very means of destruction. This is the worst condition of a person, the Shaykh saying. وَطُغْيَانَ إِلَى طُغْيَانِ, and it increased that person in oppression and transgression. وَكُفْرٍ إِلَى كُفْرِهِ, and more disbelief after disbelief. وَذَلِكَ بِسَبَبِ إِعْرَاضِهِ عَنْهَا, and this because he had turned away from it. وَرَدَّهُ لَهَا, and he rejected it. وَمُعَانَدَتِهِ إِيَّاهَا, and he was stubborn against it. وَمُعَارَضَتِهِ لَهَا بِالشُّبَهِ الْبَاطِلَ, and he refuted it with these weak arguments and doubts. وَأَلْقَيْنَا بَيْنَهُمُ الْعَدَاوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَاءَ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ فَلَا يَتَأَلَّفُونَ وَلَا يَتَنَاصَرُونَ. We made between them this animosity and hatred until the day of judgment. So the Shaykh said they are never in harmony, and they never really aid each other. وَلَا يُنْفِقْ وَلَا يَتَفِقُونَ عَلَى حَالَةٍ فِيهَا مَصْلَحَتِهِمْ, nor can they agree on anything in which there's a benefit for them. بَلْ لَمْ يَزَالُوا مُتَبَاغِضِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مُتَعَدِينَ بِأَفْعَالِهِمْ. Rather, they remain until today hating each other in their hearts, and they fight against each other with their statements or with their actions. And you can see this today among the Jews, the Zionists versus the non-Zionists, they are always in disagreement. They don't have any really mutual agreement on anything. And they are all Jews at the end of the day. إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ كُلَّمَا أَوْقَدُوا نَارًا الْحَرْبِ لِيَكِيدُوا بِهَا الْإِسْلَامُ وَأَهْلِهِ. Every time they try to kindle a fire for war against Islam and its people, وَأَبْدُوا وَأَعَادُوا, and they begin and then they repeat. وَأَجْلَبُوا بِخَيْلِهِمْ وَرَجْلِهِمْ, and they brought, you know, the satanic way of bringing about issues, like in Surah Al-Isra. أَطْفَأَهَا اللَّهُ, Allah Azza wa Jal extinguishes it. بِخُذْلَانِهِمْ وَتَفَرِّقُ جُنُودِهِمْ, by disappointing them and the disperse of their soldiers. وَانْتِصَارِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ عَلَيْهِمْ, and the victory of the Muslims over them. Of course, this is when the Muslims are doing their job. If you're thinking right now, how come we don't see this today? It's because we're not doing our job. Because we have left the deen of Allah, not completely, but we have left adhering to Islam properly, so Allah allowed the Jews to get what they usually otherwise would never get. It's because of our own shortcomings, just for the record. وَيَسْعَوْنَ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَسَادًا, and they strive to spread corruption upon earth. أَيَّشْتَهِدُونَ وَيَجُدُّونَ, they exert themselves and they make the effort to spread corruption. ولكن بالفساد في الأرض بعمل المعاصي والدعوة إلى دينهم الباطل. How do they do this? By spreading corruption upon earth doing, committing sins and inviting people to their false religion. وَالتَّعْوِيقِ عَنَ الدُّخُولِ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ. And they try to prevent people from entering into Islam. وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. And Allah does not love the corruptors. بَلْ يُبْغِضُهُمْ أَشَدَّ الْبُغْضِ. Rather, Allah Azza wa Jal hates them abundantly. وَسَيُجَازِيهِمْ عَلَى ذَلِكَ. And Allah Azza wa Jal shall recompense them for that. Anyways, I think that will be that is sufficient for today, inshallah ta'ala. And if we all remain alive and healthy, bi-idhnillah, we will resume and continue the discussion on ayah 66 onwards. Next week, هذا والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد.